sometimes I would just sit there and dip a little that hot water over the top of it so it wouldn't get too hard. Because a poached egg, you don't want it hard. You just want the white curdle.
Well, if you just drop its shell and all in the boiling water, in the hot water, what do you call it then?
Boiled egg.
Well, what do you cook with your greens or something? Do you ever cook meat?
Bacon. I usually like ham hocks. But you can buy ham hocks, and then sometimes I use smoked bacon, and then I just like I like Salt Joe. That's a cheap piece of meat, but I just like it.
Does that have any
It's
lean
salted.
In it?
It's salt. You have to wash the salt off of it.
Does it have any lean in it?
Yes, it has some lean in it. Some of it is real, real fat. But some of it you have a streak of lean.
What would you call if it didn't have any lean? Or almost no lean?
Fat bacon.
Did you ever call anything like fat back or?
Fat back, yeah, I've heard the name of fat back. I did, you know.
Well, what do you call the part of the hog from here to here? Just
shoulder.
Well, between the shoulder and the ham.
The side, that's where the bacon comes in, yeah.
And when you buy it thin, you know, the meat that you buy, and you slice thin to eat with the eggs, what do you call that?
Slice the bacon, you mean?
And what about the stuff you have to cut off the side of it when it's not sliced for you already? The outside of the bacon, you mean?
Oh, the rind, the bacon rind, mm-hmm.
Well, what's the kind, what do you call it? What do you call it if you just buy it and you have to slice it yourself?
Slab. Use a slab bacon.
Who cuts that up for you?
It depends upon if you want to do it yourself or if you want the baker, you are the man in the market will slice it for you as
What's
thin as you want to.
The man in the market's called
mm-hmm.
what?
The butcher. Mm-hmm.
And if you left meat out too long, you'd say the meat is what?
Spoiled. Oh, it's tainted. Spoiled.
What would you make from the hog out of the different parts of the meat?
Woo-hoo. Bacon, hog head cheese, or hog head sauce, the old folks used to call it. And ham. My, I make so many things out of a hog now.
Would you make anything from cooking and grinding?
Right. They part?
Did you make anything from cooking and grinding at the hog liver?
The liver.
Like liver sausage or anything like that?
Mm-mm. No. Never have. Usually when my grandparents and they didn't fool with the liver, they'd give it to us and we'd get coals out in the wintertime and broil it on the coal. But I'm sure now, you know, now they use even the hair off the hog.
And what about the blood? Do anything with the blood?
We never did.
Did anybody around you?
Mm-hmm. That I know of.
Well, did you ever take the juice out of the hog's head cheese or something like that and stir it in with cornmeal and maybe a little meat?
Mm, never heard of it.
And what about butter? If you kept butter too long, it would begin to taste out.
What would we use? It would be tainted, but let me say, I'm trying to see, molded,
How would you describe that taste?
It's sour,
Would you ever say it was
rancid? I was trying to think of that name. That's the butter is rancid, and lard and butter, those two things are a bit rancid that I know of.
What do you call the thick, sour milk you keep around?
Clabber and good cornbread and sugar is good.
What do you make out of the clabber? Anything?